Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Friday edition here. Let's get into a little baseball. Tyler Kepner joins us from the New York Times. Get his thoughts on and early impressions of the MLB season. Hey, Tyler, Mark Melusis and Ken Barkley with you. Thanks for the time this afternoon.
Sure. How you doing?
Good. We're doing good, Tyler. Thanks so much for joining us. And I want to start with what I think is, I think baseball fans, have looked at the schedule and kind of circled this series. But for kind of casual sports fans who don't really, we get the first look at Dodgers versus Padres this weekend. Starts tonight with a 3-game series. Obviously, the Dodgers have been insanely good so far this year, and Padres have had some injuries but still pretty good. What are kind of your expectations for both teams this season, and maybe what we might expect to see in the series this weekend?
Well, I think these are the two best teams in baseball. At least they I thought that way at the beginning of the season, and with Tatis coming back, I'd say that I have to keep thinking that way. I mean, they have the most wins in baseball, right? The Dodgers have 11, the Padres have 9, so yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch these teams. This year it's rare that you get two teams that I think stand apart from all the others, being in the same division, in the same geographic area. And really, you have the Dodgers as the reigning champs, and the Padres as a team that's kind of always been an underdog, a team that's never won the World Series. So they believe this is their moment. They've gone all in. They've got the young players up. They got still more young players coming. They've made the big trades and signings. So, it's been an exciting start to their season too, with the no hitter by Joe Musgrove last Friday.
Yeah, you mentioned exciting starts, Tyler. I don't think one team that is surprised more than what the Boston Red Sox are doing. Are you buying into Boston about what we've seen early on, that this could be an indicator of what the Red Sox are this season?
Not really. I don't think they're a first-place team. I still think there's not enough really real quality, reliable pitching in that rotation. But I think the big difference is that they're competing a whole lot better this year with Alex Cora back. Last year they never found their footing. It was hard to watch. They didn't have any pitching whatsoever. This year the pitching's a little bit better. I mean, Eduardo Rodriguez missed all of last season after some COVID-related heart problems, and he's back. So that's good. I think they're going to be more competitive on a nightly basis, but I'd be surprised if they're much better than 500. I don't see a whole lot in that offense either. A few high quality contributors. JD Martinez and Devers and Bogarts, but a lot of sort of filler guys. I don't see them sustaining this. No.
Tyler, the team that Boston was supposed to play tonight, Chicago, the game got rained out, but obviously they'll hopefully resume their series tomorrow. I think the White Sox, I mean, talk about an eventful first, 12 games. I think they've blown 3 games in the 8th or 9th inning and then also thrown a no-hitter already this season. So, it pretty much seems like every night we get eventful stuff with the White Sox, but it's kind of equated to, 500-ish record and La Russa, some questions about some of the decisions that he's made. What do you kind of expect for the White Sox the rest of the season?
Yeah, I had the White Sox winning the American League, so I'll stick with that. I mean, I haven't. It was a tough blow, obviously, to lose Eloy Jimenez, but nobody knew that Yermín Mercedes would be the greatest hitter in the world. So he's certainly off to a great start in 11 games, hitting almost 500. And so they've got a lot of they've still got a lot of dynamic hitters, even without Jimenez. I mean, it's been a slow start for Andrew Vaughn, but you know, he's got a great pedigree and he's got a shot. But really, with the White Sox, if you had told me that you'd miss Jimenez, but you would have the best version of Carlos Rodon, I might sign up for that. You know, make that trade, because Rodon, who threw the no hitter the other night, is an almost a perfect game. He's still only 28 years old. He comes with a very high pedigree as a number three overall pick a long time ago. He's obviously been hurt quite a bit, but if he can really get his career on track, that gives them an imposing rotation with Giolito and Lynn and Keuchel, Dylan Cease. So, you know, I and a lot of good arms in that bullpen too. So I really like the White Sox. I think they're the best team in that division. I look for big things from them.
Tyler, what's your concern level with what you've seen from the Yankees so far this season?
Well, with the Yankees, I feel like, you know, they bet big, you know, the high risk, high reward sort of guys with Corey Kluber and Jameson Taillon. And we haven't seen that risk really be rewarded just yet. Kluber has a 6 ERA and Taillon had a tough start his last one. Cole has been tremendous. You never worry about him. And I don't really worry about their offense either. Like, I know that Aaron Hicks is not a 179 hitter, and Stanton is not a 175 hitter. Those guys will come around. I think they'll hit. I think they'll hit a lot. Clint Frazier, I don't believe, is a 200 hitter. I think he'll get better. They got a little trouble at first base. Jay Bruce has not done a very good job with Luke Voit out, but I don't really worry about their hitting. And once they start to hit, I think they'll feel a lot better. It'll seem a lot better, but they really do need Kluber and Taillon to start delivering on that, all that promise that they have.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tyler, one team before the year that I know I put down money on to achieve some pretty lofty aspirations was the Angels. Had their win total over, basically just have to finish a couple games over 500 or better, and also took them as a long shot price to win the division, partially because of the upside of what Ohtani could be if this was like a great version of him. It seems like they're getting that, and yet when I watch them night to night, just whether it's the starting pitching or just, I mean, they've just been in some crazy games so far this year. I'm never quite sure what I can expect from the Angels day to day. When you've watched them this year, what have you kind of seen, and how reliable can this be kind of the rest of the year?
Yeah, they're a really interesting team. You know, obviously, when you have Ohtani, he's the kind of guy that, you know, that defies comparison because of who he is. It's very, very hard to expect him to, you know, make as many starts as we all want. He's made one start so far. He has blister. It's always been something physically with him that's kept him off the mound consistently. He's made 13 starts in his what is now his fourth year of his career. So I love the possibility. I love that they're trying to make it work. But I just don't know how much you can really rely or expect him to contribute on the mound. Now, as a hitter, obviously he struggled last year, but you know, he's been terrific this year and was terrific in spring. And if they can get this sort of Ohtani as a hitter, that offense is really, really good. And then it just comes down to pitching, which is always the Angels' big problem. Now, you look at what they have now, they feel like they actually have depth with Bundy and Cobb and Canning and Heaney and Quintana and maybe Ohtani. They feel like they've got more depth than they've had in a long, long time. We'll see. I will trust them pitching wise when I see it. I hope it works because we'd all love to see Mike Trout and Ohtani in the playoffs. But I'm not really sold just yet. Their pitching's been okay, not great. And they need they just need to show that they can have a healthy, productive staff all year, which is pretty rare out there.
We're talking to Tyler Kepner, New York Times, run around Major League Baseball. It's You Better You Bet, Mark Melusis and Ken Barkley. Tyler, what do you make of what's going on in the NL East right now?
Well, it's been a little, a little topsy-turvy, I guess. The Phillies started out really hot and they've gotten really cold. The Mets hadn't played a lot of games, but they've looked pretty good, especially lately. I think what's troubling is now I picked Washington for last, and I didn't feel great about that, but I kind of thought, well, maybe they will finish last because I don't love their new additions offensively. And you just wonder about the tread on those pitchers. And so far, unfortunately for them, that is kind of how it's worked out. They had the COVID problems early, but Strasburg did not look like himself the other night. He was just, I was surprised to see his fastball really in the 90 mile an hour range. That's not him. And then Corbin just was destroyed last night. He gave 10 runs in 2 innings after a rough first start. And Corbin didn't have a very good year last year. So if Corbin and Strasburg are, if they don't have Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin kind of at the top of their game, they really don't have much hope anyway. So I think that's a cause for some concern there. And, the Nats, they always have been going for it lately, but it is reasonable to think that if they are buried in last place around the deadline and they got Scherzer in the last year of his deal, could they entertain thoughts of trading Scherzer? I don't think they will because Mike Rizzo is a very aggressive guy. But it's not a crazy thought. So, a lot going on there in that division. The Braves are better than 5-8, but they've got some pitching injuries now too. So they're being challenged as well. We'll see how Kyle Wright. I guess he pitched this afternoon. I got to see what happened in that game. But it's not hasn't been as strong a division as I would have expected so far. But it's very early.
And worth noting, Braves up 5-2 in the eighth. You mentioned wondering what Kyle Wright had done in the Nationals, a really sizable favorite with Scherzer pitching tonight against Arizona. We'll see what happens in that game. Arizona, one of the teams that has not looked very good this year with pitching struggles of their own. We have a couple minutes left, Tyler, and I want to make sure we hit the NL Central. One of the early storylines has kind of been the Brewers starting pitching for this year and just how incredible it's been versus basically everybody else in the league, maybe except for the Dodgers. Have you been surprised with what you've seen from Milwaukee starting pitching this year?
Not really, because they've had they've been really, really high on those arms for a long time. Burns and Woodruff, we've seen it from them in the recent past. They've got Peralta going great so far, and Hauser's had a couple of good starts. So I'm not surprised that they're pitching so well. What I'm concerned about with the Brewers, especially the rotation, is how long they can sustain it, because they don't have much of a track record innings wise. So when the Brewers have been at their best the last few years, it's been when they've been really mixing and matching like crazy in August, September, especially September and even October that one year, using those great arms in short bursts and kind of piecing it all together. I would love to believe that these young starters can pitch, at 30 starts each in 180 innings or 200 innings or whatever. But I don't know that will happen in this day and age. I don't know if they're conditioned to do that. So I'd love it I'd love to be able to say, hey, yeah, these young pitchers, ride them out, they'll be great. But the reality of it, I think, might catch up with them because they just don't have much experience. And then where do they get the innings from? That's the big question I have with them. But, they're pitching to a 2.90 ERA right now. And they got a good bullpen. So maybe they'll do it.
Tyler. Yeah, we're flat out of time. Tyler, great job as always. Enjoy reading your stuff in the New York Times. Have yourself a great weekend. It's You Better You Bet right here, BetQL Audio Network.
Want to know if it moved?
I think it moved.
The guys bring you the latest line movement in the Power Hour on You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.